The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, this is part one of a mini-series that we're going to do on the additions during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The first of the additions, which is all we're going to focus on this year, is Zachrin El Chaim, Recall Us for Life, Melech Chavetz B'Chaim, King Who Desires Life, V'chasvein B'Sefer HaChaim, and Write Us in the Book of Life, L'ma'ancha El King Chaim, For Your Sake, the God of Life, or Living God is the better translation. Speaking of translations, I translated Zachrinu as recall us for life rather than remember us for life, because I think that remember implies forgetting. And we always emphasize how God doesn't forget. So recall accomplishes the same thing, but without the bad connotation. All right, so we're going to do the Abu Dirim, as we usually do, who traces back every phrase in Tefillah to its original source in Tanakh. And he writes, recall us for life. Based on the fact that everyone is recalled in a book, as it is stated, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear Hashem and those who think into his name, in Malachi, we say, recall us for life. And life is associated with recollection, as it is stated, all his transgressions that he committed will not be recalled against him, he shall live because of the righteousness that he did. And because recollection is written about Avraham, as it is stated, for he recalled his holy promise to Avraham, his servant, therefore they established recollection in the bracha of Magen Avraham. So before we analyze this, I actually want to compare him to someone else, and that's the Reb Bar Yaakar, who's my other go-to commentator on Tefillah. So we're not going to read through the whole thing, but notice in the yellow, okay, that's what I want to draw your attention to. He says, recall us for life, based on the fact that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, it opened with the recollection of all of Israel, alluding to what was written, recall your assembly which you acquired from the days of old. Okay, then he brings in the Pasuk of Malachi, then he talks about another Pasuk, then he says, and based on the three books that are written, that are open on Rosh Hashanah for the righteous, the wicked, and those in the middle, and those who are meritorious are written for life. It was established to say Chaim three times. And then he concludes with another interpretation. So the reason why I'm bringing him up is because you notice what's missing from the Abu Dirim's interpretation. No mention of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the Reb Bar Yaakar mentioned that the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, and he explicitly alludes to the mashal of the three books that are written on Rosh Hashanah. The Abu Dirim does not mention that. And the Abu Dirim came after the Reb Bar Yaakar. He often borrows from his work without citing his name. In fact, if you look through many of the commentaries throughout the Abu Dirim's book, a lot of times he's almost verbatim what the Reb Bar Yaakar says. So he's intentionally omitting mention of Rosh Hashanah and the mention of the Sefer HaChaim that were written into on Rosh Hashanah. So I'm going to propose a radical theory. The theory is that according to the Abu Dirim, this first bakasha is not at all about being written in the Book of Life as part of our Rosh Hashanah judgment. Okay, I'm not going to be able to substantiate that claim in this video alone. We're going to have to wait till the next video, but I'm going to start in this video. So it's not my claim is not entirely based on comparison to the Reb Bar Yaakar. It's really based on the pasuk in Malachi. Okay, so let's look at that in context. So this first part, these are the statements of the people who deny God's providence, his hashgacha. So your words have become harsh against me, says Hashem. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What gain is there for us that we have kept his watch and that we walk submissively before Hashem, master of legions? So now we praise the wicked. Evildoers are built up. They have even tested God and escaped. Right, then we have our pasuk. Then those who fear Hashem spoke to one another, and Hashem listened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear Hashem and think into his name. So we've got to set that aside for a second. They, meaning these people who fear Hashem, will be a precious treasure for me, says Hashem, master of legions, on the day which I bring about, and I will have mercy on them as a man has mercy on his son who serves him. You will return and see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the wicked and all evildoers will be straw. The day that is coming will ignite them, said Hashem, master of legions, and will not leave them a root or a branch. And there will be shine, and there will shine for those of you who fear my name, a sun of righteousness, and it will heal with its rays, and they will gambol like the calves of the stall, and you will trample the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet. On that day that Hashem will make, said Hashem, master of legions. Now, why am I emphasizing the day? Because what day are we talking about? Well, if you look at the Mefarshim, and if you look at just the plain pshat, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah. What is the day? The day is the judgment day of the period of Yemos HaMashiach, of the Messianic era, or leading up to the Messianic era. And on that day, then Hashem will open up the book and recall those who fear his name and will punish the wicked and reward the righteous. So the whole context of this book has nothing to do with the Sefer HaChaim on Rosh Hashanah that we say, you know, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun, Uviyom Tzom Kippur Yechasemon, that on Rosh Hashanah it is written and on Yom Kippur it is sealed. It has nothing to do with the fact that the Tzaddikim are written in the Book of Life on Rosh Hashanah and the Rishayim are written in the Book of Death and the Beinonim hang in the balance and they're written in the Book of Life if they merit it on Yom HaKippur, Yom Kippurim. So the question is, what is it talking about, right? If it's not talking about Rosh Hashanah, what does this have to do? And why are we asking for it on the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah? Okay. So what is I guess the questions that we're going to go forward with are, what is the Sefer HaZikaron? What's that mashal? And, what does it mean to be asked to be written for life? And, why are we asking this on, the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah? And that will have to wait until the next video.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.